News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning broadcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A very severe cyclonic storm with winds gusting up to 185 kilometers per hour began making landfall on the Gujarat coast on Monday night after dumping heavy rains on Mumbai, forcing the evacuation of over 1.5 lakh people in Gujarat and leaving two barges with 410 people on board adrift in the Arabian Sea. Tropical storm Tauti, which had intensified into a very severe cyclonic storm, will pass over Saurashtra coast and make its way towards Diu's east coast, the India Meteorological Department said in its 9:30 p.m. update on Monday. The landfall process has started and will continue during the next 2 hours, it said. Six persons were killed in Maharashtra's Konkan region in separate incidents related to the severe cyclonic storm, and three sailors remain missing after two boats sank in the sea, officials said. Three persons died in Raigarh district, a sailor in Sindhudurg district, and two persons were killed in Navi Mumbai and Ulhasnagar in Thane district after trees fell on them. Two boats with seven sailors on board anchored in the Anandwadi harbour in Sindhudurg district capsized, an official statement said. As the cyclone moved past the Maharashtra coast in the morning, Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport initially announced the suspension of operations from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and later decided to keep all operations shut till 8 p.m. Over 1.5 lakh people were shifted from low-lying coastal areas in Gujarat, while 54 teams of the NDRF and SDRF remained deployed, an official said. At least 17 pandemic patients on ventilator support in the Porbandar Civil Hospital's ICU were shifted to other facilities on Monday as a precautionary measure because of Cyclone Tauti, which is heading towards the Gujarat coast, an official said. The centre has offered all help to Gujarat to deal with the cyclone and asked the Army, Navy and the Air Force to remain on standby to assist the administration if the need arises, the Gujarat government said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah are in touch with the state government and have extended all possible help, said Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani after holding a meeting with collectors of coastal districts which are likely to face the maximum brunt of the cyclone. The PM called up Rupani and inquired about the state government's preparedness to deal with the cyclone, the CMO said. The Indian Coast Guard said it rescued 12 fishermen stranded around 35 nautical miles off the Kochi coast amid rough seas due to the cyclone on the night of May 16. Gale force winds, heavy rainfall and high tidal waves swept the coastal belts of Maharashtra and Goa as Tauti hurtled northwards towards Gujarat. Winds blew at 114 km per hour in Mumbai on Monday afternoon as the cyclonic storm passed close to the Mumbai coast, civic officials said. The highest wind speed of 108 km per hour was recorded at the Kolaba Observatory in the afternoon, said Shubhangi Bhute, senior director, IMD Mumbai. Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray on Monday took stock of the situation in Mumbai, Thane and other coastal districts of the state in the wake of the cyclonic storm. As Mumbai and other coastal areas continued to be battered with heavy rains, over 12,000 people were relocated to safer places from the coastal areas. These include 8,380 people in Raigarh, 3,896 in Ratnagiri and 144 in Sindhudurg. Bail granted to two West Bengal ministers and two other politicians who were arrested in connection to the Narada sting tapes were put on hold on Monday evening after the Central Bureau of Investigation challenged it in the Calcutta High Court. The CBI sought a transfer of the trial of the case outside Bengal, citing protests by the Trinamool Congress supporters outside its office. Upon the request of the CBI, the HC decided that the leaders would be put in jail custody. All four who were in the CBI office, even after being granted bail, were taken to the Presidency Jail for the night. The CBI had on Monday morning apprehended State Ministers Firhad Hakim and Shubrata Mukherjee, TMC MLA Madan Mitra, and former party leader Shobhan Chatterjee in connection with its probe into the sting operation, in which politicians were purportedly caught accepting bribes on camera. A special CBI court, however, granted them interim bail later in the day. The court directed that each of the four persons will have to pay two sureties of ₹25,000 each as bail bonds. The four leaders were also directed to meet the investigating officer in the case once a fortnight till further orders and to cooperate with him. The leader's arrest saw a political uproar in the state, with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee sitting on a dharna at the probe agency's office for 6 hours. Several TMC supporters also besieged the premises and indulged in violent protests in several parts of the state. The Trinamool Congress accused the BJP-run centre of using the CBI for political vendetta due to the Saffron Party's recent loss in the assembly election, after the agency arrested the four leaders who were allegedly caught on camera while taking bribes in the 2014 sting by a news channel. The Delhi police on Monday announced a reward of ₹1 lakh for information leading to the arrest of two-time Olympic medalist Sushil Kumar in connection with the Chhatrasal Stadium brawl that led to the death of a wrestler. A reward of ₹50,000 has also been announced for the arrest of his associate Ajay Kumar, who has been absconding in the case, police said. We have announced a reward of ₹1 lakh for information leading to the arrest of Sushil Kumar and ₹50,000 on his associate Ajay, who is also absconding in the case, said a senior police officer. Last week, a Delhi court had issued non-bailable warrants against Sushil Kumar and 6 others in connection with the Chhatrasal Stadium brawl, days after a lookout notice was issued against the two-time Olympic medalist in the same case. The police have already recorded the statements of the victims allegedly involved in the brawl. The clash had taken place over vacating a flat in the Model Town area, police said. Kumar, who has been named in the FIR, is on the run, and efforts are on to trace him, a senior officer had said earlier, adding that raids were being conducted in the Delhi NCR region and neighboring states to nab him. The victims alleged that Kumar was present at the spot when the clash took place, he had said. The wrestler who died was 23 years old. He and two of his friends were brutally assaulted, allegedly by other wrestlers, inside the Chhatrasal Stadium in the northern part of the city last Tuesday night. According to the police, the brawl involved Kumar, Ajay, Prince Dalal, Sonu, Sagar, Amit and others. A case was registered under various sections of the Indian Penal Code and the Arms Act at the Model Town Police Station. Dalal, 24, a resident of Jhajjar in Haryana, was held in the case, police had said. The Israeli military unleashed another heavy wave of airstrikes on Monday on the Gaza Strip, saying it destroyed militant tunnels and the homes of 9 Hamas commanders. International diplomacy to end the week-long war that has killed hundreds appeared to make little headway. Israel has said it will press on for now with its attacks against Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza, and the United States signaled it would not pressure the two sides for ceasefire. The latest attacks destroyed the 5-story building housing the Hamas-run Religious Affairs Ministry, a building Israel said housed the main operations center of Hamas's internal security forces. Israel also killed a top Gaza leader of Islamic Jihad, another militant group whom the Israeli military blamed for some of the thousands of rocket attacks launched at Israel in recent days. Israel said its strikes destroyed 15 kilometers of tunnels used by militants. At least 200 Palestinians have been killed in the week of airstrikes, including 59 children and 35 women, with some 1,300 people wounded, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. 10 people in Israel, including a 5-year-old boy and a soldier, have been killed in the ongoing rocket attacks launched from civilian areas in Gaza towards civilian areas in Israel. Violence has also erupted between Jews and Arabs inside Israel, leaving scores of people injured. On Monday, a Jewish man attacked last week by a group of Arabs in the central city of Lod died of his wounds, according to police. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with top security officials on Monday evening and later said Israel would continue to strike terror targets in Gaza. "We will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens, he said. The new airstrikes, which hit Gaza overnight on Monday and again in the evening, hollowed out one floor of a multi-story concrete building and killed five people. Gaza City's mayor, Yahya Sarraj, said the strikes had caused extensive damage to roads and other infrastructure. He said water supplies to hundreds of households were disrupted. "We are trying hard to provide water, but the situation remains difficult," he said. The UN has warned that the territory's sole power station is at risk of running out of fuel. Gaza already experiences daily power outages for between 8 and 12 hours, and tap water is undrinkable. Mohammed Thabit, a spokesman for the territory's electricity distribution company, said it has fuel to supply Gaza with electricity for 2 or 3 days. Israel also said it targeted what it suspected was a Hamas submergible weapon preparing for an attack on Israel's coast. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.